Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, Morning Connection podcast number 80. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Not so much for me, for you, that you've invested in the time to follow through with something that you know can stimulate thought and help you move in the right direction to what you really want. You dedicate this time every single day to sharpening the saw, to block out all the distractions and think about what's best for you in your life. So right when you put down the earphones or when this podcast ends, then you go and tackle the world. But you did take that time to invest in yourself. So many people out there with their opinions, with their podcasts, with their blogs, with their websites, with their Facebook page, with their Instagram, and you've taken the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. I take this very seriously. I will not let you down. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Check out my entire line at skiplacour.com. Click the link to Mass Machine Nutrition. Get all the information on all the products. And even if you want to watch a video, I have those for you there too at skiplacour.com. Thank you so much for your support. So here we are, podcast number 80. I want to talk about an experience that I had yesterday, and it really made me think and maybe stimulate some thought with how you do things and really how you communicate with the world. What are the best ways? What are your talents, your skills? What are you good at? What do you suck at? So that you can know your strengths, your limitations, so you can communicate in a more effective manner and how important it is. So I've written like hundreds of articles for the Muscle magazines over the years, and I have them all on my computer. I try to always come up with fresh information at this point. The basic fundamental things, you know, I post some things on bodybuilding.com. I'll have a certain blog post, and then in my material, right, the basics. So when the most current information, I try to use my 25 years of experience to take you to this level of insight, this knowledge, things that you're not going to, you know, get from someone who's been training 2 or 3 years. I mean, I have been learning new distinctions in mindset and strategies, you know, every single year. And so, you know, my goal with my most current articles is to help you learn a distinction maybe I learned a couple of years ago, but I would have never come to that level of insight if I didn't have all those years stacked in front of me, all those years that I went through and pushing myself to such higher and higher levels. And then also writing all the articles, doing all the coaching, talking about it, talking about it, talking about it, talking about it, writing about it, writing about it, writing about it, you know, so my thing is to pump out articles that can bring you to this level of insight right now, right? So if you've been training for 5 years, I want to take you to the 10-year point. Now, writing articles is just one small part of, you know, what my business plan is. Again, I spend the majority of my time, like I said, when I plunk down this microphone in the morning, then it's all Mass Machine nutrition. That's where my focus is. Now, at the same time, you know, I want to connect with you. I want to help you with your bodybuilding and training goals, with the mindset. That's why I do things like this, and that's why I write articles, right? So one thing about it is all those articles, if you've been following my work for a while, every single article, there is a skill set involved in writing articles. I don't just pump those out in like 5 minutes or something like that. I mean, those take me a good, I would say a day and a half to write each article. And the process that I go through is, you know, I come up with what I believe is a topic that can really help somebody. And so I let it marinate in my mind. I think about it. And I might walk around for weeks or months really thinking about it. So it's always in the back of my mind, coming up with a distinction. Maybe I jot down some notes on you know, a piece of paper somewhere. So then something pushes me to write about that particular topic, right? And I pretty much block away. It takes me about a day to really get everything written, make it flow, make it make sense. And really my flavor, what I add to the table, again, are those next level distinctions. You know, anybody can just read about the basic things, right? And so weaving that all in, and at the same time, building a foundation so that, you know, someone who's been training for 1 year can understand, but also the person who's been training 5 or 10 years can understand. So for me, it's something I take really seriously, and it's this process. So it's about a full day of writing, and then another day of having someone else, you know, proof it for me. Because, you know, by that time, I've thought about it 5 million times in my head, right? So I don't know if you've done a lot of writing. I mean, by the time I look at it, my eyes really aren't seeing what's on the paper. My eyes are seeing what's been in my head, you know, 1,000 times, right? So it's always good to get somebody to proof it for, not really about spelling, that's what spell check is for, but, you know, you leave out words because you assume things, right? So a lot of work goes into every single one of those articles that are posted. So my time right now in my business plan is really limited. At the same time, I really want to get those articles out, right? I really want to help you guys out with those articles, again, with the next level tips. So I'm always looking for ways to be more efficient with my time. And I ran into this other fitness expert. This was earlier this year. And he said, yeah, he has, there's this service that writes his articles. I was asking about all the articles that he writes. And so he goes, yeah, I just give this person, you know, the topic to write about, a general idea. They pump out an article, and then they give it to me, and I look at it, okay. And he goes, wow, I was going, wow, that's pretty cheap for an article, knowing, you know, how much time and energy I spend. And he goes, he has a different approach than I do. You know, he writes the articles. It's not always just to, you know, change the world, and, you know, it's more of a tool to draw people into circles, bring them back to his website, and then take over from there, right? So a little bit different purpose than how I write articles. My articles is whoever reads it, boom, they're going to walk away with some great next level knowledge, and then they'll come to me, right? So it's a little bit a different outcome in mind. I'm not saying that mine is necessarily better than his. This guy's a really great businessman. It's just a different approach. And so, you know, I've tried doing that a couple times and didn't really work for, you know, my style, because pretty much what I would get back is just, you know, an article that's really basic, you know, something that it's probably already on my computer. I could have done that myself. But I know the importance of continually writing these articles, so I'm always looking for ways to make this work. And so then what I did is I went through the process of doing like this, because, and again, this is what I'm going to talk about, is I'm more of a verbal guy. I can communicate a lot better. I put a lot of work and time in the finished product for written articles. I'm happy when I finally do produce it. But my best mode of communication is speaking. I personally feel, for me, a person can mumble over a word or leave out a word when you're talking to somebody, right? But they can tell by the inflection of your voice what the intent was, right? So especially in person, you know, people, body language, people, they read not what you say, but it's your body language takes over at that point, right? So I feel I'm a lot better communicator when I'm speaking to someone, right? So I thought, okay, I'm going to get this microphone and I'm going to plan out the article, write just the notes, and then I'm just going to deliver the whole message, right? And then, someone on Facebook, you know, they directed me to a great transcriber, right? So I just send them the audio file over the internet, and then they just take my words literally and transcribe them for me, and then they get them to me, right? And so then what I do is I tried that, and then I try to give to this article writer so that they can write what's really in my heart and what's in my mind, rather than here's a topic and they're really writing it, right? And what I found is that will work if everything I'm talking about is very specific. I mean, I'm just talking about, you know, the 10-year, the 25-year distinctions, because there's no way that they either write down what I said, write about that, or they don't. There's no interpretation on their part, right? And so, again, when I'm very specific, it works out a lot better. But it never, I mean, for what I'm going for, I always have to, you know, rewrite the whole thing. So, you know, never really got comfortable with this process or found a way to make it work, because now I'm talking about it, which is pretty much, I've got to write out the whole outline. Then I deliver it. Then I send it and pay for a transcriber. And then I pay for them to write it. And then I get it back and I have to rewrite pretty much the whole thing anyway. So, but I'm always trying, hey, here's a better way. And so I think I told you a couple weeks ago, I was at the bodybuilding.com office and I pitched the editor this article that he was really excited about. And he said, you know, we can really run that at the beginning of the year. Right. So I'm excited about it. So I get home and then I record, this article, send it to the transcriber, and then they send it back to me, and then I send it for this article, right? And so went through that process. And the challenge is, when I got it back, right, it was just the basic things that, I mean, you just, a 19-year-old who's a year into training, that's what it came back as. Now, again, I'm not blaming, you know, the person writing these articles. When I first even heard about this, I just didn't know how they could do it so cheaply and be effective. And I really still haven't figured out how to make it an effective process for me, right? So, I really put the burden on myself. But the article came back just basic, all the next level distinctions, the things that, you know, I know you will, unless you've been training for 15 years, you're not going to know a lot of these things. You're just not, all right? And so all those were left out, or they weren't picked up on, and then it's just the basic stuff. Like I said, any 19-year-old who was training for, you know, a year could have written this article, right? And so, you know, paid for that. Then I looked at it and just realized, man, I was going to have a lot of work to do. A lot of work. And it's making me think, wow, this didn't work again. Vested that money and I'm going to end up having to write it all over. So the person followed up with me a few days later and said, hey, did you get that article? What'd you think? Right. And in the past, I've talked the couple times that I've tried this. I've talked about how I can make this process easier for this person. They're writers, right? And so I just said, oh, you know, did you write that or this or that or whatever? She goes, well, what's the challenge with that? And I just said, and this was through email, and I said, you know, well, I'm really trying to figure out how to make this process easier for you, how to set the table for you. And so she sent an email. Well, what's the problem with it? I just said, well, it's really getting the context of it. So I sent an email and I said, you know, I can't imagine. I said, here's what I wanted to say. I can't imagine how difficult it is for you all grabbing all these words and try to make sense out of it all. LOL. Right. Anyway, I get this email back and he goes, oh, really? And blah, 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 blah. Well, this is how I see it. I hear a whole bunch of words I won't really make it overly dramatic, but it was like a whole bunch of words that don't really make a whole lot of sense. And I got to listen to the whole thing, or it's 6,000 words that are all transcribed in. I got to make sense out of that. And by the way, I write 16 articles a week for this fitness professional and that profession, and I write books and blah, 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 right? And I'm like going, interesting. But, you know, I was, you know, working throughout the day, right? So I got this email. So I didn't really think too much about it. But then about 20 minutes later, I go, you know, that was an interesting tone, right? So I kind of look, I kind of reread it, and I'm thinking, wow, what's with this tone, right? And then what I realized is that in my email, it said, what I meant to say was, I can imagine, I was showing her empathy, I can empathize how hard it must be to grab all these words, you know, and make sense out of them, right? For an article, LOL, right? So it was me showing empathy, and that's pretty much what her email said writing back. But when I looked at my email, I put an apostrophe T on the can, right? So it's like, so it read, I can't imagine how difficult it would be, right? Just that apostrophe T changed the whole meaning of what I said. So I did totally agree with the challenge of it, but it sounded just the opposite. Like, what's your problem? Why can't you get this down, right? And so I immediately go, oh, okay, I get it. And so I just sent an email back saying, hey, you know, I kind of was reading this email because I was kind of puzzled by the tone of your last email. I meant to, I said, I can't imagine instead of I can't imagine, right? Anyway, but the funny thing is her email back, she can never take back those words. I can say, hey, I meant can and can't, whatever, right? But she went off and sent an email back, right? And so can't take back those words once they come out of email. Anyway, the point of, and I, what I learned from all this, and again, just stimulating some thought, is something I've talked about is communication these days. You know, the world's a smaller place through the internet, Facebook, social media, texting. There's not a whole lot of, you know, face-to-face communication. There's not as much phone calls even. You know, people don't even answer their phone anymore. And now it's like I see that even people returning text, you know, we're all so busy, right? And where communication is just so much easier now, it isn't being used properly. There's too much interpretation because there's not as much face-to-face. There's not even any voice communication anymore. And it just made me think, wow. Now, like I said, I take total responsibility for putting a apostrophe T in the can and can't. But at the same time, you know, if that was, so if you were talking to someone in person, or if you were, you know, talking even over the phone, even though their mind would have heard that, they would have heard by your voice what you were actually saying, the whole tone, the empathetic tone, and things like that. Taking the whole conversation in a totally different direction. And the first thing I did is I go, wow, you know, a lot of times with me for emailing, you know, I try to respond to emails. I try to be, you know, respectful, especially with business. But at the same time, it is like I'm not just sitting in front of my computer ready to answer an email. It's like I'm working, I'm focused on something else, and I'll break away to answer questions. And it made me think, you know, how much of my 100% focus do I break off from what I'm doing to answer the email with 100% focus? And if I don't, you know, how many apostrophe T's are out there where my message will get misconstrued? And, you know, it's like I get a lot of emails. You guys send me a lot of emails, you know, thanking me or something that I said. And I really do appreciate it. And I tell you, I read all of them. All right. The challenge for me, though, is that when you, it's obvious that you take, you know, 5 or 10 minutes to write this really passionate email, really thankful email. You'll notice, if you've done this before, I don't write back a lot of the times. And it isn't because I don't appreciate it. It's just that if it took you 10 minutes to write a thank you letter to me or something that I said, how it moved you, right? You know, I don't want to just say, hey, thanks a lot. You know, I try to match the level of emotion and effort that you put into it, which if it took you 10 minutes, it's going to take me a while to respond in a proper manner. Last thing I want to do is someone taking the time and writing, you know, some deep heartfelt message, and they get this very short response, especially, again, this is, you know, through email, right? The chances of, you know, people not understand, you can, and, you know, I use the example of an apostrophe T, but you can write out exactly what you mean, what you think it means, and it can be interpreted on the other side totally different. Same thing with text, you know, sometimes even with phone conversations, right? And the first thing that I learned from that, you know, is one, is that you got to really focus. When you send a text, when you send an email, especially if it's an important business relationship, yeah, even if it's not, you know, you got to take responsibility of both sides of the conversation. Like your intent, you got to take the time to really think it out. And then you got to think about it from there and how will this be interpreted. I know that people don't do this so much. How many times have you got an email and you misinterpreted the meaning, or you took it in the wrong way and you found out later that isn't what they meant, or a text, right? So it happens all the time. But the thing that I took out of it is that, again, one, the first thing is I'm going to really focus a lot more on emails. I'm not going to respond or assume things from other people's emails because I know that they're busy. I know that they may not be 100% focusing in this fast-moving world that we're in. So, and I'm certainly, so I'm going to take more time writing out emails. I'm not going to assume things from other people's emails, and I'm certainly not going to react like she did in the event that I may or may not be interpreting it, you know. Anyway, because once you react and misunderstand, you can't take that back, right? And the other thing I said is I'm going to do a lot more face-to-face communication whenever I can. A lot more face-to-face in phone calls. There's one thing, though, I understand, you know, my strengths, right? And I'll always try to make phone calls. I will always try to call everyone who I deal with in business, the important things. Because of that, I know the importance of writing. I just talked about, you know, writing those articles, really getting your thoughts down. For me, it takes a while. I need to think about it. You know, I'm not going to write a novel when I have to deal with business matters. And also, you probably have the situations where if you write an email to someone, they're busy, they got things going on. And if you write, I don't know, about three different subjects, right? How often do they even get to the third subject or address it? So you just sent them an email. You took all that time, right? And then you get back and they answered one or two, but not all three. And then you got to, you know, either send it back again, right? They're not going to get to number three, right? This world that we live in. And it's all about adapting. It's about knowing your strengths, but adapting to whatever is going to be effective. But like I said, I do make a lot of phone calls. But like I said, that's... You may have heard this me talk this on a podcast earlier. Is people don't answer their phones anymore. You know, there's been times, I don't know if it's an important message where I take the time to talk about it. This has happened to me many times. And then you run out of room, you know, run out of room where you can't even explain it. And in frustration, there's been times where you've got 15 seconds left and I'm about halfway through whatever I wanted to say and I just hang up, right? Instead of calling back again and leaving another recording. But that's a challenge for me. I have to know that, is that people don't answer their phone. Heck, right before I started this this podcast, trying to make a call out to the East Coast, it's a little bit later there, very important call, no answer. That happens a lot, you know. So I don't know what you guys take as. Like I said, for me, one thing is I'm going to do more face-to-face talking, probably do a lot less emails. Probably, you know, like I said, the way that, you know, I deal with some of the letters that are sent to me, if I can't focus and take the time to write it, I don't want to take the chance of miscommunicating, you know, so always weigh it out. If it's something that can wait, wait till that phone call conversation or face to face. Again, we're living in times, and the people who can differentiate themselves, stand out amongst the rest. You know, it's easy to just say, hey, well, those things happen through email. Those things happen through texts. Well, people don't answer their phone, right? That's where the trend is going. You know, the people who really succeed at the highest level don't just go with the pack. They find a way to be more efficient no matter what the situation is. I don't know. I wonder if you have thoughts about that. You know my experiences. And what have you done to change, or you just have accepted that's just our new technology and that these problems are going to happen? I don't know. So let's go through our daily ritual, right? So what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you, right? What was that thing, that one thing? And then what was that cool moment? That cool moment that, man, what you're doing is working. Life is good. You appreciate, I don't know, the beauty of your day, the great place you work out, your partner. What was that cool moment for you? And then what is that thing that you really, really want? What's that thing that you really want? Get a mental picture of it, right? Is that getting easier and easier for you to see? And I've been talking about it for the last week, and so little bits and pieces, like I said, my wife, we're putting together this board, reevaluating goals, and little piece by piece, took some massive action, little bit all week, took some massive action to get that whole process all completed just last night. And so that feels good to finally jump on that thing that you know you should do, because it all, you know, starts in your mind, right? When you can see it, when you can feel it, when you can taste it, you can touch it, right? It becomes real. And then you work backwards from there to think the way and do the things to make things happen. All right, so that's our morning connection for this morning. We'll talk again. Morning connection number 81 tomorrow. I'm trying to, you know, bundle this up. 100 days. So 100 morning connection podcast. 100 days with Skip LaCour, where you and I spent 100 days together, 100 days in a row, huh? All right, so have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.